Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Saturday, February 1st, 2025.
Envision ASC's new electric vehicle battery factory in France. Envision ASC, a leading battery technology company from China, has received the green light from the European Commission for €48 million in state aid from France. This funding will help set up a new factory in Douai, northern France, focused on producing lithium-ion batteries that power electric vehicles. This initiative is expected to create around 1,000 new jobs, significantly boosting local employment. As Europe pushes for more electric vehicles to reduce carbon emissions, this factory aligns with Renault's strategy to enhance its electric vehicle business. This investment not only supports battery production, but also reinforces France's commitment to green technology. Overall, this marks a significant step for the European Union in strengthening its automotive industry while promoting environmentally friendly practices.
Market caution ahead of U.S. tariff decisions. Markets are holding their breath as they await a crucial decision from U.S. President Donald Trump on tariffs. He has threatened a complete tax on imports from BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, which could significantly alter trade relationships. The Mexican peso and Canadian dollar are feeling the strain, indicating potential losses. In the Asian session, major European stock futures have dipped by 0.15%, reflecting investor anxiety. Meanwhile, the Japanese yen is on track for its best January in 7 years, supported by expectations of interest rate hikes from the Bank of Japan. Technology giants like Microsoft and Meta are also in the spotlight, defending their investments in artificial intelligence to stay competitive. Overall, these upcoming tariff decisions and currency movements will play a critical role in shaping market sentiment and economic conditions.
Scania supports Northvolt amid financial challenges. Scania, the Swedish truck manufacturer, is stepping in to help Northvolt, a Swedish electric vehicle battery maker, as it faces serious financial challenges. Northvolt's main plant in Skellefteå employs about 2,500 people but has struggled with production quality. Since November 2022, Northvolt has been in a tough spot, filing for bankruptcy in the U.S. after financing talks fell through. To boost production, Scania has sent staff to Northvolt's ETT plant, aiming to improve quality and efficiency. Northvolt urgently needs over $1 billion to restructure, and Scania has committed $100 million to support them. This partnership is crucial, especially as Northvolt has missed production targets and faces stiff competition from major Chinese battery manufacturers like BYD and CATL. With Scania's support program ending on January 20, 2025, both companies are working closely to enhance Northvolt's production goals, including making at least 100,000 high-quality batteries each week. This collaboration highlights the challenges and opportunities in the electric vehicle industry in Europe. What does this mean for the future of electric vehicles?
French troops withdraw from Chad amid rising sentiment. French troops have officially withdrawn from Chad, marking a major shift in France's military role in Africa after over 60 years. This decision follows Chad's government cutting ties with France in December 2024, ending a military pact that allowed 1,000 French soldiers to be stationed there. Chad, located in Central Africa, has been vital for monitoring armed groups in the troubled Sahel region. This withdrawal reflects a growing trend among former French colonies, like Niger and Mali, as they seek to reduce military ties with France due to increasing frustration over historical interference. Protests across Africa have blamed France for various issues, from election meddling to regional instability. Despite the withdrawal, analysts believe France still holds significant influence in Africa, evident in the widespread use of the French language and the presence of French businesses. The CFA franc, the currency used by many former French colonies, plays a crucial role in the economic relationship between France and these nations. As countries like Senegal strive for greater independence, the future of military and economic ties remains uncertain.
Texas Stock Exchange set to transform trading. What if Texas could change the way we trade stocks? The Texas Stock Exchange, or TXSE, is gearing up to launch as a national securities exchange in 2026. It has applied to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, known as the SEC, aiming to compete with major players like the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. With strong financial support of $161 million from over 40 investors, including firms like BlackRock and Citadel Securities, the TXSE is poised to offer a fresh alternative for companies looking to go public. Headquartered in Dallas, Texas, this initiative seeks to reverse the trend of declining publicly traded companies. Experts, including N. Peets from Reed Smith, see this as a significant step forward, but analysts caution that the TXSE must provide compelling reasons for businesses to switch from established exchanges. Governor Greg Abbott has voiced his support, highlighting the potential for the TXSE to boost Texas's financial power on a global scale. This launch could reshape the U.S. financial landscape, giving investors and companies more choices.
WhatsApp exposes spyware threat. WhatsApp has uncovered a disturbing case of Israeli spyware targeting users, including journalists and activists. After detecting a cyber attack, WhatsApp sent a cease and desist letter to Paragon Solutions, the company behind the spyware. This advanced zero-click hack compromised around 90 users across more than 24 countries, including several in Europe and Canada. WhatsApp has since halted the hacking effort and referred affected users to Citizen Lab, a Canadian watchdog known for its digital security research. Paragon Solutions, recently acquired by AE Industrial Partners, claims to sell its surveillance software only to stable democratic governments. However, the targeting of WhatsApp users raises serious concerns about the unchecked spread of such technology. John Scott Railton from Citizen Lab emphasized that this incident highlights ongoing issues with mercenary spyware, often marketed as essential for national security but posing significant risks to our privacy and freedoms. As the digital landscape evolves, the threat of spyware continues to grow, underscoring the urgent need for awareness and protection for all users.
U.S. government seeks over $1 billion from Johnson & Johnson. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is considering seeking over $1 billion from Johnson & Johnson to cover medical costs related to cancer treatments. This follows claims that J&J's talc products, including baby powder, may have caused cancer. Concerns are rising over J&J's proposed $10 billion agreement to settle numerous ovarian cancer lawsuits, which could complicate the government's ability to recover costs. On September 20, 2024, J&J placed its subsidiary, Red River Talc, into bankruptcy to expedite the settlement process. However, courts have previously rejected J&J's attempts to resolve the legal battles, stating the subsidiary wasn't financially distressed. A Justice Department attorney noted that HHS could pursue $1.1 billion under the Medicare Secondary Payer Law, allowing federal agencies to seek reimbursement for healthcare costs. While over 80% of individuals involved in lawsuits support the proposed agreement, some cancer victims and their attorneys argue they should continue their legal battles. J&J believes bankruptcy could provide a faster and fairer resolution. A multi-day court hearing is set for February 18, 2025, where the bankruptcy plan will be defended, highlighting the ongoing challenges faced by J&J and the implications for cancer victims seeking justice.
Federal judge blocks Trump administration's funding freeze. A federal judge in Providence, Rhode Island, has halted the Trump administration's controversial funding freeze on federal grants and loans. This decision follows concerns from top lawyers in 22 Democratic states about the potential harm to essential services. U.S. District Judge John McConnell found that the freeze was still in effect, despite the administration's attempts to backtrack. He criticized the budget office's confusing directive as a tactic to obstruct legal challenges. New York Attorney General Letitia James praised the ruling, stating it protects federal funding from disruptions by the White House. The judge's order prevents the administration from pausing assistance to states and blocks any attempts to reissue the directive. With over $1 trillion in federal grants on hold, this ruling underscores the ongoing battle over federal funding and the balance of power between state and federal governments. What does this mean for the future of essential services?
Trump and NVIDIA CEO discuss AI competition. U.S. President Donald Trump recently met with Jensen Huang, CEO of NVIDIA, to discuss the intense competition in AI chip exports as China steps up its game. They focused on DeepSeek, a Chinese company gaining attention for its advanced AI model, which raises concerns about China's rapid tech advancements. Trump described the meeting as positive, emphasizing the need for the U.S. to maintain its leadership in technology. As the U.S. government prepares to implement tighter regulations on AI chip exports to China, NVIDIA is facing scrutiny over its sales. Company's stock recently fell by 17%, contributing to a staggering $1 trillion loss across U.S. tech stocks. Lawmakers John Molinar and Raja Krishnamurti are advocating for even stricter export controls, reflecting the ongoing tension between the U.S. and China. With the stakes high in the AI race, the potential impact on U.S. companies and the economy could be significant.
Rising tensions over U.S. missile defense plan. Tensions are rising as the Russian Foreign Ministry voices strong concerns about the United States' new missile defense initiatives. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to advance a system called the Iron Dome, aimed at protecting the U.S. from airborne threats like ballistic missiles. Maria Zakharova, the spokesperson for the Russian Foreign Ministry, warns that this move could escalate tensions and reinforce fears of U.S. militarization in space. Russia sees this missile defense plan as a significant increase in nuclear capabilities, raising alarms in Moscow. Zakharova cautions that these developments might hinder dialogue on arms reduction, highlighting the ongoing rivalry between the U.S. and Russia. The Iron Dome is part of a broader strategy to enhance U.S. national security against perceived threats from countries like North Korea and Iran. However, Russia interprets these actions as a direct challenge to its stability, potentially leading to an arms race. The world is watching closely as this situation unfolds.
Myanmar's ongoing political crisis. Myanmar is currently in the grip of a political storm as the military extends the state of emergency for another 6 months. This emergency was first declared on February 1, 2021, after a coup that ousted the democratically elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. The military claims the coup was necessary due to alleged voter fraud in the 2020 elections, which the National League for Democracy won decisively. In Naypyidaw, the National Defense and Security Council met to discuss this extension, with Commander-in-Chief Min Aung Hlaing stressing the need for stability to hold free elections, now tentatively set for November 2025. Since the coup, Myanmar has faced chaos, with ongoing protests and armed resistance against military rule. The military has suffered significant defeats against ethnic armed groups, leading to a crisis described as unprecedented by the United States Institute of Peace. As Aung San Suu Kyi remains imprisoned under politically motivated charges, concerns grow about the future of democracy in Myanmar. The ongoing state of emergency not only affects the people of Myanmar but also has serious implications for international relations and foreign investment in the region.
U.S. health agencies remove crucial HIV data. On February 1, 2025, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, along with other federal health agencies, took significant steps to follow orders from the Trump administration. They removed vital HIV data from their website, raising serious concerns among healthcare professionals and advocates about losing essential information. The administration's directives mandated that federal agencies recognize only male and female genders, sidelining diversity and inclusion efforts. This removal included crucial statistics on HIV among transgender individuals and data on youth behaviors linked to health risks. Advocates worry this creates a dangerous gap in knowledge needed to manage disease outbreaks. John Peller, head of the AIDS Foundation Chicago, highlighted the seriousness of the situation, while Timothy Jackson from a health advocacy group mentioned their efforts to print vital information for educational purposes. These changes reflect a troubling trend that prioritizes traditional gender definitions over comprehensive health data, which could have serious consequences for public health, especially for transgender and intersex individuals. The removal of this data has sparked discussions about the potential impact on public health policy and the rights of underrepresented communities, with advocacy groups considering legal challenges to protect access to essential health information.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.